This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftism never rests, folks, so we don't either. And since you slept, many things have occurred. Tucker Carlson interviewed Putin. I know you're aware of this. We talked about it. I didn't watch the interview. It was over 2 hours, and I just wanted the cliff notes, and I've gotten those. And from what I was told, I got the impression that Putin wants Russia to be mainstream, to stop being attacked by the U.S., to stop being the whipping boy of the world, all because people in America like Joe Biden need some scapegoat for something. Putin's saying, why can't Russia be part of the world economy? We give, we ship product here and there. People eat our beluga caviar. They like to date our women. I mean, whatever it is. But Russia has a place in the world. Why is he being demonized? And I agree with that assessment. Today, I think we have things that are more important to discuss, though I am overjoyed for Tucker in getting that interview. Putin's side of the story should be told. And there are people out there that go, why should we allow Putin to get his... Because you do that with everybody. We represent... There are attorneys that have to represent bad people. And you know what? Sometimes those bad people turn out not to be bad. Haven't we seen that? Holy mother of Russian collusion. Look at what the left tried to do to Donald Trump. I told you before, Putin is the international whipping boy, and Trump is the domestic whipping boy for the left. But who made that? What narrative is really true? I'll tell you this, what I do know, Donald Trump isn't a fraction as bad as what the left wants us to believe about him. And the good news is, he's able to dictate media here so they don't get to just demonize him with impunity. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. As I've commented, and I'll say it again, I think many Americans trust Putin more than they trust Joe Biden. And I know there are many people out there afraid to admit it, so I'll be the first one. My hand is up. I trust Vladimir Putin more than I trust the leftist media, our DOJ, any part of the Biden administration, and particularly that lying scumbag Joe Biden. We are truly looking at the lesser of two evils. And I've already told you, to get to the level of Putin in any country, especially a communist bloc country, you got to be ruthless. You got to make tough decisions. Some of them are going to be bad. Some of them are not going to leave you a good place in history. Putin probably has assassinated political enemies. He probably has. Do you think Biden hasn't? We may not have any proof of him doing it from a true physical point of view, but I can tell you, he is absolutely trying to assassinate Donald Trump politically. And we know the U.S. government issues sanctions. They've assassinated people. Joe Biden brags about killing our enemies in Iran. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I'm not the one making those decisions, but if I was in that office, I would probably make some of the same tough decisions. But the one thing I can tell you is this. I would never forsake the American people the way the Biden administration has. He's worse than Putin. The people behind Biden are truly evil. They epitomize evil. They have committed genocide with COVID and these vaccines. What? For the sake of the almighty dollar. And to test the American people to see if we would capitulate. Will we lock down? Will we wear stupid masks? Will we obey? And they experimented, and they did it with our enemy, China, who, by the way, the President of the United States and his family are unquestionably in partnership with. And how long have Democrats been exterminating black people? It's going on decades. So when you tell me, oh, Vladimir Putin killed a political enemy, they do that everywhere. I'm just telling you, don't be naive. They do it everywhere. And if they don't do it physically, they certainly try to do it metaphorically. And look at what Joe Biden is trying to do to Donald Trump. Look at what everybody in his administration are doing. And then tell me, oh, no, they're good people. The man is a killer. He's a mass killer. And I'd be happy to debate any leftist on what I just said. Because it'll be, oh, Kevin, it's fake news. It's hyperbole. Nothing I said is not true. And it's probably made some people go, you know what? I hadn't thought about it that way. Yeah, I don't think most people do. Going back to this special counsel report, Joe Biden wants us to believe that special counsel Her, an Asian American, by the way, made up the stuff that Joe Biden said about his son and, you know, not remembering his death or the date of his death and things like that. The man had to take copious notes, if not video recordings, over a 5-hour period. He had other people in the room. But Biden, who has the mind of a steel trap, he retained all the information, all the nuance. And so here's Joe Biden excoriating the special counsel. How dare he say that? None of their damn business. And then he actually forgets the place where his son was born. And here's the clip.
I know there's some attention paid to some language in the report about my recollection of events. There's even reference that I don't remember when my son died. How in the hell dare he raise that? Frankly, when I was asked the question, I thought to myself, wasn't any of their damn business. Let me tell you something. Some of you have commented, I wear since the day he died, every single day, the rosary he got from Our Lady of... Every Memorial Day, we hold a service remembering him, attending by friends and family and the people who loved him.
What timing for that particular gap. It was as if God was toying with Joe Biden. He was like, oh, you want to prove that you got it all together, Joe? He takes it away. And what's most laughable to me is that Biden thinks he can sell Americans on this idea that his brain functions normally. Forget the now hundreds of gaffes that Joe Biden has made. How many more do you think he'd make if he stayed in the public eye? He literally makes 3 per show, you know, whatever he does. And I'm not talking about, I get it, we all make slips of the tongue. And sometimes you catch them. If your brain is working right, you catch most of them. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you skip over a few of them. That's okay. We're not talking about that. We're talking about easy evidence where you can see this guy who doesn't have it all together. We're going to talk more about this report, Victor Davis Hanson's take on Joe Biden and the special counsel report. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm going to go into some very interesting things that Victor Davis Hanson wrote about the special counsel and Joe Biden. But before that, I want to develop a little more about this whole situation, because Joe Biden is mad. He's angry. And he has every reason to be mad at himself and the people who put him into office in the coup of Donald Trump. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Joe Biden never should have been the president of the United States. The president of the United States should represent the best of us. And I'm going to tell you, there are many others that you can argue, you know, was George Bush it? No. I mean, it's very rare, but you at least want some representative thing. Bill Clinton, as much as people don't like the guy, and as bad as he was, I will tell you this, he represented America well. I know it's hard to believe, and I didn't believe it myself, but go look at his record, because I was the same skeptic when I heard that statement. He represented us well. Of course, Ronald Reagan did. Eisenhower did at the time when he, you know, was in the president as president. The Kennedys did. I'm not a fan of the Kennedys, but they represented us. But Joe Biden is a joke. It had to be a joke for the elites to see just how much they could insult the American people when they were deciding of all the Democrats they could pick. And I admit, there aren't many good ones. I haven't seen any good ones. And I assure you, the joke is on us, because when they picked Joe Biden, I made the comment, the reason why Joe Biden will not win the presidency of the United States is because we are not that stupid. So not only do they insult us with a joke, what is the butt of a joke, they then try to present him as a man of character. I don't know which I can't stand more, that they gave him to us, or that they want to present him as somebody that, oh, look at the Biden family, the Bidens, oh, Joe Biden, he's a... It makes me go back to when they told us how great Comey was and how great Mueller was. Every time they tell you about how great somebody is in the D.C. inside the Beltway, you can know that person is a scumbag and a skank. Joe Biden, a pathological liar who caused his wife to commit suicide and almost kill all his kids, killed his daughter, and then that sucker blamed the trucker who hit her and said he was a drunk driver. He used his family in order to create this persona of who he was, the bereaved senator. Then to live a life that created a monster like Hunter Biden. That's what Joe Biden did. Look, they can glamorize it. And I've often talked, I said, you know, the one thing you got to give Joe Biden is he definitely cares about his family, cares about the kids, blah, blah, blah. Look, I'll admit, Hunter made personal choices. But Joe Biden's doting on Hunter is essentially a father admitting that he is the reason for Hunter's demons. Look, everybody can go wrong in raising kids. You can raise them 100% by the book, whatever the book is, not that the book exists, and they still do things wrong. But I believe much of Hunter's pathology is based on what his father did to him and what he saw his father do to his mother, what he saw his father do to other people that he didn't like. Joe Biden is not a good guy. He's a mean-spirited guy. People act like he's everyday grandpa. He's not that way. He's vindictive. He's got an Adam Schiff lurking underneath him. So I understand why Hunter Biden became what he became. Joe Biden uses his family for personal gain. He uses them as adornments. They accentuate, you know, they're the new watch on his arm, or the necklace, or the, you know, the whatever he may want to wear, the pinky ring. And then they use him back. They feel like they've earned it. Look at what we did. If one bad word from us, and Joe maybe doesn't get that next deal, doesn't get that money, doesn't get that adulation, doesn't get whatever it is. So he's got the family all, you know, working together to do this. Meanwhile, the press is, oh, the Biden family, the Biden family. The pathological lie. Joe Biden has lied about his education. He's lied about policy positions that he's made. He hangs out with racists. He's one of the most racist people in Congress. In fact, when you hear these black people, when they do these man on the street, every now and then you'll hear somebody go, man, Joe Biden, he's a racist. And you think to yourself, he gets it. That person gets it. He or she gets it. Because he is. And Joe Biden is the worst kind of racist, because he doesn't even want to recognize it. I'm not going to go play a bunch of clips and prove it to you. He's a racist. Joe Biden believes he is above black people. He will never admit it. He doesn't even see it. And I know you're saying, Kevin, you sound like these leftists that say, oh, it's, you know, that's a hidden racism. It's not hidden. Joe Biden says it. When I went to the black side of my town, I talked to black men and I told them this. First of all, the black side of his town, I played this clip many times. I'm not going to play it now. No, don't worry about it. He says he went to the black sections of his town. And he went to parks and he counseled black men on wearing a condom and black women on saying no. That's what he said. Because Lord knows, we need Joe Biden to tell us.
We need this white man to come from his side of the town and come over here slumming with us so he could tell us, y'all need to stop it with all this promiscuity and black men keeping in your pants and stop raping all these black women and black women. You can't say no. You don't have to take it. That's what Joe Biden said in his own words. You ain't black. I told you the other day that when he did that stupid interview with Charlemagne the Child, that thinks of himself as the God, and he says to him, how you doing, Mr. Vice President? He says, I'm doing fine. How you doing? I'm blessed and highly favored. No, you're not. You dumb black man. You ain't blessed and highly favored. Let me tell you how you are. You are oppressed. It's that Donald Trump that's oppressing you. And that stupid knucklehead Charlemagne the Child doesn't even have enough sense to say, first of all, don't tell me how I'm feeling. That's not up to you. You say you're fine, I don't push back. Don't tell me how I'm feeling. See, we've already started this interview off on the wrong subject, on the wrong foot. But he didn't have enough to do that. But I'm a sellout, right? Kevin Jackson's a sellout. That dude is a sellout. He didn't even know that he was insulted. Decency. That's what he supposedly brought to the White House. And I joked, well, decency must be a prostitute or a stripper, because they didn't bring anything close to what I define as decency to the White House or to anything else. The Biden family is a joke. And I swear to you, I think the people that put him in the office, it was done on a bet. I bet you I can get the worst politician, the biggest buffoon, who's got the worst record. We don't even need to vet these candidates. I can get the worst of the worst elected. And they did it, and then they all gave each other a dollar. They had a bet of a dollar. Because it wasn't about the money. We come back, I want to analyze what Victor Davis Hanson comment about Biden and this whole special counsel deal. You won't want to miss it. Keep it here, folks. We'll be right back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A shooting in Pastor Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church outside of downtown Houston. A woman who was with a child walked in and started shooting before she was killed by an off-duty police officer. Unfortunately, the child she was with was also hit during the crossfire and is in critical condition. Another man was also injured. Israeli forces rescued two hostages from a residential apartment early Monday in the Gaza Strip. Heavy airstrikes provided cover for the operation, but killed at least 67 Palestinians. According to a new Ipsos Knowledge Panel poll, 86% of Americans think President Joe Biden, 81, is too old to serve another term as president. That figure includes 59% of Americans who think both he and former President Donald Trump, who's 77, are both too old. Corey Myers, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Larry, as President Biden gets ready a few minutes from now to campaign in Northern Virginia, the voting public is getting the first look at the way that he mishandled classified information. We've got a bunch of photos. You can see there are some damaged cardboard boxes in his Delaware garage. One of them's got, one of them is right between a folded dog crate and a dog's bed.
At Steve Ducey's setting up what is we've now become Joe Biden's Achilles heel, but it's been brewing. I've been telling you guys for months that the Democrats are going to jettison Joe Biden. I said he would not be the Democrats' nominee. I don't know if many of you believed it, but I think you're starting to believe it. And I also made a prediction over the last couple of weeks. I said Joe Biden's out by the end of the month. And I already know some of you didn't believe me because you wrote to me and said, Kevin, he may be out, but I don't think they're going to do it like that. I think they're going to wait till May. They're going to put somebody in. I was like, no, that's not going to happen. They have to do it before that. Donald Trump is gaining too much power and too much steam. They can't. If they had figured out Trump, you might be right. They haven't figured out how to get Trump. And they're not going to. The more they try to get Trump, the more powerful he becomes. Welcome to Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I have to be very specific when I'm telling people the T-H-E, Tango Hotel Echo, the Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find out all about us. And if you really want to do something cool, go to shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. We have some cool stuff, and it's all our designs. It's Trump-related material for the most part. There's a lot of law enforcement stuff, and more importantly, just go look around. I'm telling you, you're going to like something you see. So glad you guys are with me. I'm going to play the rest of that Ducey clip because it's illuminating what Peter Ducey has been able to do as a journalist and getting this administration to lose its mind. I mean, Joe Biden ends up shouting at people and stuff. I mean, and as I said before, he's an angry guy. There is nothing good about Joe Biden, no matter how they try to paint him. Oh, he's a nice guy. Joe Biden's a jerk. He's a guy that has figured out that people will give him respect just in a just by a title. Look, I'm all for people, you know, for honoring people when they've gotten to something. I was somewhere one day and I called somebody by their name and they were like, Dr. So-and-so. And I repeated their name. If you want respect, don't just expect it. If you'd say, Kevin, I prefer to be called Dr. So, you know, do it with respect, fine, but just to repeat it to me, like Dr. So-and-so. Oh, yeah, Jim, like I was saying. You know, that's, you're dehumanizing me as if just because I didn't go to school longer than you, I'm lesser of a person. That just drives me crazy. I don't look at the president. I look at the office, and I will give it respect. But if Donald Trump was the president of the United States and didn't respect me, I wouldn't respect him. I wouldn't be, oh, Mr. President. I'd be, oh, so Trump. You know, I'd be disrespectful. I'm going to get my respect. Anyway, here's Ducey with the rest of this clip.
But there are going to be no charges, and part of the reason is because the special counsel writes, at trial, Mr. Biden would likely present himself to a jury, as he did during our interview of him, as a sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory. And that has the White House's special counsel really steamed. They are now saying, we disagree with a number of inaccurate and inappropriate comments in the special counsel's report. The president's personal lawyer is also now out saying the special counsel could not refrain from investigative excess, perhaps unsurprising, given the intense pressures of the current political environment. But they're saying this was willful, and President Biden wants some credit for this interview where the government is basically saying he was determined to be an unreliable witness. The president himself just told us, I was so determined to give the special counsel what they needed that I went forward with 5 hours of in-person interviews over 2 days on October 8th and 9th of last year, even though Israel had just been attacked on the 7th, and I was in the middle of handling an international crisis. We are being told late this afternoon that President Biden will soon put forward new measures to safeguard America's national secrets. But remember, when I asked him about this in some of his only public comments on this topic, still, because he hasn't talked on camera about it today, he insisted that he was taking care of the documents. Listen to this. Classified material next to your Corvette? What were you thinking?
I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week, people, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage. Okay? So it's not like you're sitting out in the street.
So
but anyway.
It's in a locked garage.
Yes, as well as my Corvette.
Well, the special counsel was not satisfied with that answer. They went and looked in the garage, and even though they are bringing no charges, this is a very embarrassing report for a president in his 80s running for re-election, particularly since there have been multiple headlines this week about challenges he has had with his memory while campaigning.
I want to get into this Victor Davis Hanson piece that he wrote. And he said this, Biden Thursday night hit rock bottom as he gave a mean-spirited distortion of the special counsel's report. And in the process, he further embarrassed himself, his toady press, and the country at large. In sum, the press conference disintegrated into an embarrassing free-for-all. Note the following, and he gave 7 points. To prove that he is cognizant and does not believe that some dead European leaders are still alive, Biden assured us that President El-Sisi of Egypt was actually the president of Mexico, and almost seemed to believe that the Gaza corridor to Egypt was on our southern border. The more he talked, the more he confirmed her's conclusion, her being the special counsel that sent the report out. And he said, Biden lost his temper and finally lashed out at the special counsel, who all but ruined his own reputation by straining to find any reason not to indict a sitting president. Biden should have thanked him for using the mentally incompetent defense to keep a sitting president out of jail. Now, I mentioned earlier that Biden is a horrible person. He's the typical leftist. He wants to give you the forward-facing view of, look at me, I'm Mr. Nice Guy, I'm snarky and spirited. But in fact, he's mean-spirited and he's a horrible individual, and I've already outlined it. But I want to play this clip. I think it's Hannity essentially saying the same thing.
In private, reportedly calling him a sick F-word and an effing A-word, and Trump isn't the only one that's the target of Biden's ire. Apparently, he has now turned on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who Biden is now reportedly calling, quote, a bad effing guy. The White House is denying that report. Regardless, it looks like Biden has given up on the charade of being that kind, likable, you know, gentle old man, like a grandfather figure. He's now fully revealing himself to be the arrogant, lifelong politician he's always been.
Now, I told you there's a point in evolution of man where you got to leave old people alone. They are like, you know what? I have spent my time on this earth. The next person that offends me, I'm not going to, you know, because they're vulnerable. Biden is vulnerable physically. He's vulnerable mentally. You don't know when he's going to lose it or why he's going to lose it. And this is why he's dangerous. This is why the idea that the guy that special counsel her says is too incompetent to worry about prosecuting over the classified documents, which he's guilty of, by the way, is a real threat to America. Joe Biden doesn't have to care. And it's one thing for him to still remain in his mind and say, I don't have to care. You know, I don't have to, but I do because it's for the good of the country. This is a guy who's volatile, and he showed it. He's showing it to the press. And as I mentioned before, the elites who laugh at us as they put this guy into office, the thing that they probably laugh most about is not that they pulled a coup and they put in an idiot. It's that they put in an idiot who they want to pass off as he's okay. The bigger story for them is, okay, let's pick one of these Democrat idiots. And they, oh, okay, I don't know who, Elizabeth Warren. They could have picked her, but they picked one that they went, he's unelectable because of all the baggage. This is somebody that nobody in their right mind would ever want to see as president. Let's pick him. It isn't like they picked the best of the Democrats, which, you know, there are no good ones. They picked the worst of the Democrats. A guy with a track record of accomplishing nothing who is a racist, is a womanizer. The things this man has done with his family, as I said, the whole family's a candidate for Jerry Springer. They were pretty much telling us, we can do whatever we want to do to you, and you'll take it. And then they proved it with lockdowns. So Victor Davis Hanson's talking about he lost his temper and he lashed out at the special counsel. He lashed out at the special counsel. He lashed out at Peter Ducey. He lashed out at the media is not carrying water for him anymore. And there's a reason for that, because they've been told not to. Anyway, when we come back, we'll talk more about these. There's only five more things that Victor Davis Hanson is talking about with respect to Joe Biden, but they're relatively profound, at least in my opinion.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or...
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
For months when you were asked about your age, you would respond with the words, watch me. Well, many American people have been watching, and they have expressed concerns about your age.
That is your judgment. That is your judgment. That is not the judgment of the press.
They express concerns about your mental acuity. They say that you are too old. Mr. President, in December, you told me that you believe there are many other Democrats who could defeat Donald Trump. So why does it have to be you now? What is your answer to that question?
Because I'm the most qualified person in this country to be president of the United States and finish the job I started.
That's an interesting exchange for a lot of reasons, because the press has been so fawning over Joe Biden. They've been so protective. And this woman went after him. She didn't even stop to pay deference, to be deferential when he was trying to interrupt her. She kept going. Is there somebody better? Why aren't you doing? It was almost like she was saying, will you just get out? Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. And then while she's saying that, you know what Biden says? I don't know if you caught it. He goes, that is not the opinion of the press.
That is not the judgment of the press.
Okay, he said judgment. That was not the judgment of the press. Still, is that the barometer of whether something's right or wrong? They think you're crazy. That is not the judgment of the press. Since when have they been the purveyors of truth? The fake news press. But that's what he says. And then the other thing that he did, that he said that was interesting, is I'm the most qualified. So he's pretty much, I mean, he's trying to throw people under the bus, but, or is he really? I don't know. I'm the most qualified. That's what he's been telling himself for decades. It's his years of experience that's done it. Doesn't matter that he hasn't accomplished anything. It's the experience. He's Thomas Alva Edison. You know, it's that one last time he tries to get the light bulb to work. That's the one that's important. So Biden can have a whole career of failure, but he's getting it right now, right? I mean, that's what the polls say. Now that, I mean, I've got polls that are talking about people who are so dejected, suicides are up. I mean, I could go into polling that would blow your mind. People are not happy about Joe Biden's presidency. And I'm going to tell you, the Democrats know it. They know this is the most vulnerable they have ever been politically, at least in modern history. I want to move on and talk about Victor Davis Hanson's article that he wrote. He gave these seven issues around that press conference that he found interesting. And here was number three. He says, weirdly, the usually comatose, obsequious White House press finally woke up Thursday night. It was embarrassed that the jig is up, and sycophants want to reboot as journalists before they are utterly discredited for participating in one of the great farces of the age. Namely, Joe Biden was never fit and was used as an empty vessel and a supposedly moderate veneer for his hard left controllers, the Obamas, the Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren wing, and the squad sorts. The con worked for 3 years, but tonight it started to fall apart. I don't know if it was just tonight. I think it's been falling apart the whole time. You just have to know what to look for. Joe Biden. Here's Waters and McEnany. Jesse Waters and McEnany. We played this clip earlier, but here they are talking about Biden.
We just saw an unmitigated disaster play out before our very eyes. We just watched a wounded political animal hobble to a podium and react with defensiveness, with anger. And you know it's bad, Jesse, when you have the White House press corps. They are essentially an extension of the Joe Biden press and communications team. When they are shouting at him, asking repeatedly, are you going to step aside, Mr. President? The CNN correspondent asking that. When NBC of all places, writes a headline, a nightmare. Special counsel report triggers panic among Democrats. And when you have a president who for 45 minutes announces a press conference with no topic, giving the world 45 minutes to speculate, is he stepping aside? What would life be like under a President Kamala Harris? For 45 minutes, the nation got to feel that panic, and I don't think they will forget it come November.
Yeah, we were upstairs thinking whether he was going to announce that he wasn't running for re-election and what the implications in terms of national security would be. I mean, he's already jeopardized national security and then lied about it to the press just now, saying he never willfully retain these classified documents, did not take any responsibility for it, blame the press when in fact the special counsel said that he packed some of these boxes and he's on tape acknowledging, oh yeah, I've got classified documents down there. And then when Peter Ducey says, you know, you have issues with your memory, he goes, my memory is so bad I let you speak. And that doesn't even make any sense, Kaylee.
It makes no sense. I believe that one day we will discover that we were all played in what was the biggest presidential cover-up in recent memory. I mean, Jesse, think of the lengths that this team around him has had to go to create an eggshell environment that has kept the American people out. His lawyers wrote to the special counsel, please take out the details about his memory. Jill Biden has to escort him off the stage. Karine Jean-Pierre yells ad hominem attacks at Peter Ducey when he asks questions about age. Tonight, the White House communications director said, oh, the interview just came one day after October 7th, as if that's an excuse. His campaign says they bring up his age, the press does, to distract from the booming economy. These are all ploys to deceive the American people. One day we will discover the cover-up and how greatly at risk we were for this man being in charge.
Well, today we found out that there has been a cover-up, and they certified everything that we have all seen with our very own eyes, that he just does not have what it takes to be commander-in-chief. Kaylee, thank you so much.
Joe Biden, folks, finally under fire. We're going to go on. Victor Davis Hanson has three more of these bullet points. The media understands the self-created fix the Democrats are now in. Biden is either cognizant and thus, according to the prosecutor, likely guilty of violating national security laws, or he is cognitively challenged and therefore unfit to continue his presidency. Take your pick. Dangerously demented or guilty of violating his nation's national security laws, or both. Point number five. Otherwise, Biden gave a very brief but characteristically disingenuous defense of his violations of the law with his old ritual of trashing of Trump. In fact, the Biden and Trump cases is different as they are similar. Mar-a-Lago is a far more secure location than Biden's garage. Biden had no prerogative to declassify documents, unlike a President Trump. Biden took out the files for over a decade, Trump for less than 2 years. It was not Biden's civic virtue that led to disclosure of the files, but the Biden Justice Department's efforts to turn a bureaucratic civil dispute over classified presidential papers into a criminal indictment of Trump. That move prompted a cynical, preemptive effort to avoid the charge of hypocrisy, given inevitably Biden's years-long violations would then logically come to light. That is probably the most profound of the talking points. Biden had to go and do his due diligence in order to get Trump. And what did they find out? He'd done far worse than Trump. And his cover-up of it was to say, well, Trump had him at Mar-a-Lago. I had him in my car. You know, it was staffers. And then when he was asked, would you do anything different? He says, yeah, I would have monitored my staffers more closely. That was his answer. How about I should have never taken him out? I should have read him in a skiff, put him back, which would have been the right thing to do. But instead, he's blaming Joe. Oh, look at what Trump did. Look at what Trump did. And it was funny. When they first asked him about this on 60 Minutes, he says, how careless. How could you be so careless? Just the typical Biden. You know, they're all smug. And he's done far worse. And he says, but Biden flat out lied about the Hur report. It did repeatedly document that Biden was mentally challenged. It said unequivocally that Biden willfully knew he was breaking the law by removing classified documents, and it noted specifically that the Afghan materials were in fact classified as top secret. Biden is a pathological prevarificator and lied every time he referenced the Hur report. Finally, number seven. Screaming, insulting, blaming staff, claiming he had to focus on his presidential business, self-righteous, all the scapegoating only further convinced the company that the Biden declassified file scandal is not over. It is a spark to a fire that is about to burn out of control. I don't know if that's the case. I hope Victor Davis Hanson is right, but here's what I do know is a spark. Biden's family, having to come testify before Congress, and not in that open way, but in that closed doorway where you can go to prison, that's what's going to topple this house of cards.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.